Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
It's going to seem like a strange question, but I think it's a good question. If you had the opportunity, and these two things could occur, which do you think would be the better music? Dolly Parton covering Slipknot or Slipknot covering Dolly Parton?
Slipknot covering Dolly Parton, obviously.
You think that would be the strong?
Yeah, I heard her rock covers.
Through the
all
magic.
All loved Dolly Parton.
But it didn't. I don't know. Just it leaves. It's.
She showed up at Ozzy's farewell. Did
why
you see that?
Was she what?
Yeah, she in a video message.
Oh Lord!
But still,
I keep seeing clips from that today. I'm almost at the level where I want to pay $30 and watch the strays. 10 hours long, by the way, if you want to do it. 10 hours long.
I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah, it's.
I want to convince you.
I thought if so. With that said, with 10 hours of content, if you had told me Dolly Parton snuck in there and busted Crazy Train for everyone, I would have believed you. Like, of course, everyone else was there. Literally,
they
everyone
didn't
else
pay
was
me
there.
To endorse it. So
now. With that said, through the magic of technology, we can actually answer this question, Katie. This is all AI, so completely speculative. This is what Slipknot would sound like covering Dolly Parton. Cover your ears, children.
You don't know what he means to me.
I like it. I like that. That's the bar. That's the bar. Now, of course, you know I've got a Dolly Parton singing Slipknot right here.
This isn't real.
Absolutely not real. Oh, what? You think? No, no. The Slipknot did not jump into the studio to...
You don't know what he means to me.
Dolly Parton content is hot right now.
Yeah. Well,
you know, move a lot of
honestly, records. I wouldn't be surprised if Dolly really did cover Slipknot. So.
This is...
It's like believable AI.
Well, let's see. See what we think.
I push my fingers into my eyes. It's the only thing that slowly stops the ache.
It's so
if the pain goes on, I'm not gonna make it. I'm begging of you,
not
please
make
don't
it.
Take my man.
Sandwich.
If the pain goes on, I'm not gonna
the request
make
confused
it.
AI. You broke it.
It's par for the course. Par for the course, y'all.
Yikes.
Good morning. It's Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Oh, I'm not sure if you saw this, but Josh Weathers, he's a Texas musician, Fort Worth guy.
Yeah.
He and his band raised over $337,000 in just 4 hours through a virtual charity concert to support families affected by the flooding in Central Texas.
What?
It was organized after Weather's other shows were canceled due to weather, and the funds are going directly to families in need.
That's
they're working
incredible.
With authorities to distribute the money where it needs to go.
That is unbelievable.
They had a silent auction. I know there were items in there like a riding lawnmower. There were some trips. Got over 100,000 views on Facebook and overwhelming support from the community. I mean, obviously, 337,000. I don't know if that's the final total.
Wow.
Or if more, maybe the auction is still going on.
I'm sure it'll go up from there. But to do a virtual concert.
That's awesome.
In that amount of time. And that's.
He's coming here soon, isn't he?
I think so. I think we have
a. He'll be here in August.
Yeah, I think we have a date with him around the corner. But what an amazing result. Good night. That's cool.
Maybe you'll think this is cool. The Firefest brand is for sale on eBay. Firefest, of course, made famous by scammer Billy McFarland.
What do you mean it's for sale on eBay?
He's selling the brand and the IP online.
noise, the chaos, the hype, and the craziness. Fire has had over 32 billion impressions online since 2017.
None of them good.
Whoever owns the Fire brand will have an attention engine to launch festivals, do merch collabs, do insane pop-up, run live streams, or build a media brand. The overall Fire brand, that's up for auction. But see who wants to smoke.
So that actually so many
would
buzzwords.
Be, it actually would be funny to buy it and then create like a media brand. Like Fire. It's called Fire, right? And I mean, it's one of the most notorious non-events in the history of music.
It's
now it can be yours.
What, currently,
for the low price of $200,000.
$200,000.
It's only been online for like a day, and I think there's like a whole week to go.
I can't. There's nothing good about that. There's nothing good about that brand.
No, I mean, he went to prison.
There's no upside.
Wait, wasn't he planning Firefest 2? What happened to that? I guess it fizzled out.
It was literally the same grift.
But not in spectacular fashion like the first one.
No. Completely different. I think he learned from his lesson. The only thing that got him caught is when you throw the show and then people realize what they've gotten themselves into. That's what gets you sent to prison.
No, because you wouldn't have attempted it again if he had learned his lesson.
I think he was
going to sell it. For seven figures, but then it fell through.
He tried to puff it up. Maybe I get $200,000.
Sell it on eBay.
Unreal. Unreal.
People are actually biting. There are 99 bids, so best of luck to you all. Now, this has been confirmed. I know yesterday I saw the story that we no longer have to take off our shoes for the TSA, but it was a maybe. But I see this morning that that has actually gone into effect as of July 8th, 2025.
And this is from the TSA. The story I'd seen was like, hey, some airports might. And then I started seeing people say, no, you just won't have to take off your shoes anymore because it's been 20-something years since that guy tried to do that thing with a bomb in his shoe. And we have decided that we good,
effective
fam.
Immediately. The Transportation Security Administration is ending the mandatory shoe removal policy.
Wow.
Applies to all passengers at all airports nationwide.
I never thought I'd see this day. I genuinely didn't. I thought that was just what we were going to do forever after that. Because it literally, that's just saying, you got to take off your shoes, got to make sure.
Yeah.
You know, just,
you get in line and depending on the shoes you're wearing, you just immediately take them off.
So this completely changes your footwear game for the airport.
It does.
You know, because like he's like, oh, I don't want her boots.
Well, and it's going to make it so much faster.
Yes, it will. Your check-in time probably just got cut in a third. It's the only thing that takes a lot of time.
And if you're worried about it. It's because, obviously, things have improved since 2006.
Yes.
So the TSA has the layered security measures, advanced screening technology, shoe removal.
You get
quite
a lot
honestly,
of
is unnecessary.
Technology improves a lot in 20-something years.
You might be
years.
Asked to remove your shoes in certain situations, you know, if you have been pulled aside for additional screening.
It's just
but
not
it'll
the
be a
go-to.
Case-by-case basis.
Man. What a time to be alive.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Why, yes, we do give you a chance to win money every single day on the show. Before 8:30, in fact, the Money Minute. If you can answer 10 questions correctly in a minute or less, you get the cash.
Well, not so fast there, Sparky.
Oh, you're right. It's nine if you factor in that we give you an answer every day before 6:30. And today, one of the answers is France.
There you go. There you have it. Sign up online, thebowlyusa.com/contests.
If you smell what Sean is cooking.
He's here.
Nice of you to join us, Sean.
Yeah, it's... Do you guys want me here?
One-way trip to Jamaica.
Are you Googling right now? Are you doing
this? What's the price? Just wondering.
Well, I think it's
got... Maybe our listeners will send you back.
They might. It's weird.
To regain their happiness with their baseball team, I think they'd shell up...
$85
Big...
That's pretty good.
Did you really find a trip to Jamaica for $85?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You're another story for another time.
You're actually a genius.
I guess I am.
Like, I don't know how else to say it.
It's a small sample size. It's only been two games since I've been back. But the Astros have lost two games now since I've returned.
To a horrible baseball team.
To a team that was playing absolutely horrendous baseball. They have given up more runs to the Cleveland Guardians in these two games than the Guardians had scored in the previous 10 games. The previous 10 games, the Cleveland Guardians, the Astros' opponent this last couple days and tonight, the Astros will try to avoid the sweep. I can't believe I'm saying this. Tonight against the
avoid
Cleveland
the sweep
Guardians.
Against Cleveland.
The Astros had won or split every series they'd played in, 13 series, since May 21st. I returned from Jamaica, and they're losing, and not only losing, but giving up runs in mm-hmm. the process, lots of runs, to a team that couldn't score and couldn't win. And I now my Twitter timeline and my social media comments, texts from family members are like, what's it going to take to get you back to Jamaica?
Yeah, what is it against baseball?
Mon.
Baseball is a superstitious game.
Big time.
And when something's working, you don't change up the, you don't change anything.
Including me being in town. Yeah.
Or, now, you have to be in. Geez, but you weren't at the game 2 days ago. As soon as you got back to Texas,
yeah.
they lost.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
like it's just going to the game.
It's more just the taunting, the religious taunting of Cleveland, like not relenting.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
What if you?
That's true. I've been, I've
laid it on thick.
Yeah, I've been kind of mean to Cleveland. That is true.
What if you started praising Cleveland as quality squad?
No.
Bunch of scrappers.
No, quality.
Tiger, all that.
They can get kind of scrappy.
Forget Jamaica. You can send me to Antarctica. I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing it.
You're not saying they're better.
Anything for the Strohs.
You're just saying don't count them out.
Yeah.
Obviously.
To say, hey, this is a serious squad serious capabilities, and we need to respect that.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, and for those just waking up and hearing this, yes, the Astros lost again last night to the Cleveland Guardians. In excruciating fashion. Mm-hmm. Josh Hader, they're two all-stars, Hunter Brown and Josh Hader. Hunter Brown started the game, gave up six runs.
Yeah.
He was a disaster. Josh Hader finished the game, gave up a grand slam in the 10th inning. So they gave up 10 runs, all 10 runs given up by their two best pitchers.
The aces, yeah.
The aces, the ace starter and the fireman closer reliever of Josh Hader.
Who you said specifically yesterday.
Yeah. Well, he didn't blow the save. It wasn't a save situation. So he's still 26 saves in a row. So it was a tie game when he came in. It wasn't a save. Here's how bad a jinx I am. Okay, this is one of several examples. I mean, you could cite a segment that I did on our show, Payne and Pendergast, yesterday. I did a segment yesterday on our show. These are the six Astros who are the hottest right now in terms of their performance. Like, this is what, who has the most impressive since then stats? You know, like, since such and such a date, Framber Valdez has been 8-0, blah, blah, blah. We did, and there were six names on there. Two of them were Josh Hader and Hunter Brown. And they got shelled last night.
This is the problem.
This is the biggest one right here.
Okay.
This is the biggest one. Hunter Brown has been incredible for over a year now. He's had very few even average starts. Like, he's great every time he goes out there. Mm. He's had two horrendous starts. Last night, gave up six earned runs. And then all the tweets about he hasn't given up that many runs in a game since blah, blah, blah. He hasn't given up that many runs in a game since July 6th of last year in Minnesota.
Oh, Lord.
You know who was at that game? Sean T. Pendergast.
Son of a...
In Minnesota,
dude,
I was at the game.
Dude.
I've been to 200 Brown starts in my life, and they're not even both at Daikin Park. I was in Minnesota on a road trip vacation with my wife following the Astros, and Hunter Brown, so he's had two bad games, and I've been at both of them. Sean. So, what are the prices on this?
Sean is cooking.
Say all this to say they lost again last night.
Yeah. Repent. You have a whole sports talk show. Repent. Praise Cleveland.
Yeah.
Just say the words your wife wants to hear.
I'm not doing it.
I was wrong.
Never.
All right. We'll talk to you in a bit.
July 18th. It is Christmas in July at a Constellation Field. Cowboys.
Feel it.
We have got the tickets. It's baseball. It's holiday lights. It's a super cool jersey they're giving away that looks like a tacky Christmas sweater.
Which is just incredible.
And post-game fireworks.
That's right. 713-881-5500. Christmas-themed games all week, and it's not the Christmas season without a Christmas recital. Or Christmas concert, I guess.
Performed by a child.
Or an adult, whatever.
Or an adult child.
Katie.
Or an adult with a child's instrument. How about that?
Katie's been practicing and practicing, and she's got a song to play for you today.
So, it's going to be a Christmas song.
Like a real child concert.
Yes.
You will need to guess the song that I have attempted to play.
On the most challenging instrument there is, the recorder. So, if you know your Christmas music, call 713-881-5500. We'll get you guys on the phone. We'll play. First person to identify the song is going to Christmas in July.
I made it really easy for you.
We'll see. That's next.
For you and Katie. Mm. Sorry, just warming up.
Oh, no, you should. Take all the time you need. In July, and we're using this to give you a chance to win your way into Christmas in July.
It's going to be so fun out of Constellation Field.
Great night.
Shout out to the Space Cowboys for giving us the hookup with this 4-pack of tickets
no doubt.
You can win if you identify this obvious Christmas song.
Frito Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning.
What's your name?
Nathan.
Nathan, are you a fan
Of the arts, obviously.
Of class and things of that nature.
Yes, I'm a major Christmas guy.
A major Christmas guy.
A man of culture.
Okay.
That's what I hear.
All right. So this is Katie's Christmas concert. And the way this works is Katie is kind of a savant at the recorder, weirdly enough.
I dabble.
She's going to play a Christmas song for you. You have to identify the Christmas song in question.
It'll be better than that, but not by much.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. And away we go. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
It should be a little bit faster.
Well, I don't know. You maybe are giving
it a different
pace. You want it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine it faster, Nathan.
Alrighty.
Pacing was intentional, like you weren't trying to...
Because the notes are hard.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, hold on. Nathan, name that Christmas song.
Is it Silent Night?
No.
Sorry, Nathan, it is not Silent Night.
Better luck next time. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Mary.
Mary, here we go. Here is your song in Katie's Christmas concert. Beautiful rendition of a famous Christmas carol. Can you name it?
Here Comes Santa Claus?
No, Mary. It is not Here Comes Santa Claus.
Better luck next time. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
I'm going to play a different part.
Are you? Okay. You nailing that riff. Oh my goodness.
I messed up a bit, but that's
wow.
Okay.
Wow.
But obviously. 713-881-5500. Call us. Win this 4-pack of tickets to Christmas in July, July 18th at a Constellation Field.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud, in the midst of a Christmas concert, ladies and gentlemen. Katie's Christmas concert. A magnum opus there ever has been, a Christmas carol was performed. You're trying to identify that Christmas carol for the chance to win tickets to Christmas in July, Constellation Field with the Space Cowboys. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Janie.
Janie, you sound like you're in the Christmas spirit in July.
I'm always in the Christmas spirit.
Oh,
love to hear it, Janie.
What a beautiful thing. I'm gonna play a clip of Katie's performance. Yeah, just a little, and hopefully this helps, you know, maintain that spirit throughout the whole year long. Can you identify that Christmas carol?
Were you playing? Are you playing the instrument?
The recorder.
Yes.
Oh, it's the recorder?
Yes. You couldn't tell?
What else sounds like that? Did it bring back any memories
for you? Oh, my word.
It does bring back memories.
It's not Hot Cross Buns.
What song is she performing?
Oh, God. That was a tough one. Y'all gave me a tough one. it just sounded so dull. I don't know. Let me see.
Hey, slow down there.
Oh, Christmas tree?
I am so sorry.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Laura.
Can you name that Christmas song?
Oh, Christmas tree.
Is not Oh, Christmas
not
tree.
Not Oh, Christmas tree. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Brittany,
much like Santa Claus on Christmas Eve, we are all counting on you. Are you ready to identify?
I'll try.
Okay.
Is it Oh, Come Let Us Adore Him?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
So sorry. Do you want to try for a fast preview? You really want to try to speed it up here?
Yes.
Okay. All right. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. One more time. You know the answer, call us. Frito, Katie, the Bull, still looking for a winner for tickets to Christmas in July. All right, Maddie, welcome. What's the song Katie was playing just now in Katie's Christmas concert?
Is it Carol of the Bells?
It is!
Carol of the Bells.
Yay, thank you. It's a Christmas miracle. We finished the game. There's something to get you, Maddie. Yay!
Did you know it? Did you know it from the first performance? Please say yes. Please say yes.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Just takes a minute to get through. And now
you just got to speed it up in your mind.
Exactly.
That's all it takes.
I'd say I could speed it up, but I can't. So that's all I got.
We're gonna send you to the space cabin.
Y'all start somewhere. That's okay.
That's true. Started from the bottom and I'm still there.
Don't let it get you down. Okay, hang on. All right, gonna get to Houston. We have a problem. That's next.
Houston, I have a problem.
Starting this one a little differently today because, you'll see. Bottom line, we got an email.
This is one where the woman needs help. Like, she wants advice, but she doesn't want us to reach out to the other party involved. Here's why. Her email, which we normally give excerpts of, but don't read in full.
That's what we get, and then we decide who to call.
It reads, I really need your help here. I wanted to reach out to you guys because I think the guy I've been messaging online and recently went out with is lying about his service in the Army. I don't want to provide his information. I do not want you to call him. I don't want to call him out or anything, because if he is an actual vet, number one, I'll feel terrible.
Right.
But number two, I'll have ruined what could have been an amazing thing. But several of my friends and even my brothers have pointed out some inconsistencies that are starting to make me feel uncomfortable.
So that's a big allegation. Right
it is.
There.
I know this isn't traditionally how these work, but I could really use some guidance. Please help.
Now, normally we would have this guy on the show to kind of tell his side of the story, but I actually agree with that. I don't know that we necessarily would even want to have him on the phone.
She said no. She doesn't want that.
That's a bad idea.
So what we need to do is we need more details.
Yeah.
So I think we should get her on the phone, if we can, to tell us more of what happened, more of the situation, and then see where we can go from there. Because I think if someone could get to the bottom of this, someone could sniff it out, it would be one of our listeners.
So hang out. We're going to try to get her on the phone. Talk to her next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So we just read Jenny's email, but I think in order to actually get her the help that she's requested, we need more information about the guy, about how uncomfortable she was, all of that.
Yeah.
So I think we were able to get her on the phone. Hey, Jenny, are you there?
Hi. Hi, guys. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Jenny. So, this is a doozy.
Yeah, this is wild.
And
we're obviously going to do what you asked and not call this guy. But we do want to help
you.
Because you're right. I mean, if we call him out, say it's stolen valor and it's not.
Oh my goodness. I can't even. Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, let's not go down that road. Right. So Jenny, tell us about this guy. Like, what kind of clued you into this whole thing?
Okay, so I knew he was military. It had come up several times in our chats. But when we were on the date, he had mentioned he was a Green Beret.
Oh.
And I know that's really difficult. But other than that, I don't really actually know what that means. I know it's impressive, but I don't know what it means.
Right, right.
I tried asking him some questions about it, and he seems like he was hiding something. You know, you kind of get that
very evasive
that someone's hiding something.
Yeah.
So he said he couldn't tell me where he was or what he did. That was initially fine. I was fine with that answer because I thought it made sense. But I didn't want to keep, you know, badgering the guy about it. So by this time, we had caught the attention of this other dude at the bar, and he was very interested in our conversation. And he started like peppering my date with all these rapid fire questions about things that like I don't understand. And after struggling to answer most of them, my date just kind of like shut down essentially. And he said that, you know, it was in the past and he just didn't want to talk about it anymore.
So he couldn't answer the questions. The guy started asking him things and he couldn't answer the questions.
Or he didn't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just shutting him down, and he was, you know, you could tell he was super uncomfortable.
Right.
And so I was kind of telling the story to my family later, and my brothers both were like, yo, this is a case of stolen valor. And again, now they're convinced that this guy is an imposter, and he actually spent no time in any branch of the military. They said that he probably, which is terrible, just, you know, kind of throws it out there to pick up women.
Yeah. Guy in uniform,
this is why I contacted y'all. This is you know, I just want to know, like, how, if at all, I can find out for sure if he was or wasn't in the, you know, Army or a Green Beret or whatever. So I don't know, is there any way that, you know, is there someone listening might know, you know, something like what I should do or ask, or if I should even attempt this?
Well,
or...
Jenny, that's where we're going to obviously turn it over to everyone. I'm sure someone can help. I mean, maybe you know how to get to the bottom of it. Maybe you just have advice on what
if she should do.
Like you said, even try to get to the bottom
maybe
of it.
Maybe you've gone through this yourself. I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to say it happens a lot, but. You see it pop up online all the time, don't you?
Yeah, and I I could see this going both ways. It all respect to this guy, you know, not knowing any of the story. Maybe it's something that he really doesn't want to go into or can't go into.
Right.
What do we know? And you know.
But it sounds like he was open about it when they were messaging and then closed off in person.
And I mean, with, you know, my dad also is worried that he might not be quite right if he's posing as a service member.
I didn't even think about that.
Goodness.
Yeah, mental illness.
Yeah, so I don't really want to, like, you know, that's why I'm asking y'all again, or someone knows, you know, how to go about this situation.
Well, Jenny, thank you so much for being on the show today. We're going to see what people have, and then, you know, maybe you'll get some answers.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll talk to y'all next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500. That's our phone number.
Trying to help out Jenny with this predicament. It is a predicament. She thinks that someone she went on a date with is engaging in stolen valor. How do you find out? Should you find out? Howdy, what do you think?
Hey, my name's Chris. I spent 20 years in the Air Force. There's three things you can look for.
Right.
Okay. 100% will tell whether that guy's a veteran or not. First is a DD-214, which is a form that every service member gets when they leave the military.
Okay. A lot of people have texted that one in.
That's good.
Yeah.
Active duty reserve or guard. The second is if there's any VA disability, he would have a VA disability letter that would state his name, social security number, everything, disability rating, stuff like that. And then the third is the state of Texas has a VA card. So you can either have veteran on your license or an actual card if you have a VA disability rating too that says you're a veteran of the United States. So any of those things, 100%. Anything else could be faked if you were looking for the right thing.
Okay.
So how do you think she'd go about asking for this or catching a glimpse of it? Is there...
Without
saying, I don't think you actually served in the military. Like, is there a way that she could be genuinely interested, perhaps, and ask a certain question, and then he'd show it? Or
should she even be concerned with that?
Or should she just try to sneak a peek at his license?
Ask for the military discount over dinner.
Okay.
There you go.
Place for the military discount.
Howdy, Frito and Katie. What do you think?
Hey, I wanted to answer a little bit of a question that was asked the lady that was talking about the guy that she met online.
Yes, ma'am.
I met a guy online as well, and he wasn't in the military. He was stolen valor, and he was in prison for 22 years.
22 years?
How did you...
Not 20, yeah.
How did you discover all of this? I guess the record. But.
Well... Yeah, I asked him, and I said, look, I said, I want to know the truth. Have you ever been to prison? Because his language, the way he spoke, was not elegant, I guess you might say, someone that was knowledgeable. And he finally broke down and told me that he had been in prison.
Wow. And he was using military service as a cover, I guess, presumably, because,
absolutely.
Equivalent time there for a lot of people. He was just in prison.
Right.
Holy cow.
Exactly. Yes. So nonetheless, I blocked and deleted and never spoke to him again. Yeah.
How long before you started to question his story?
Yeah.
A month of talking. Yeah.
A month. Yeah, well, 1 month. Yeah, so it doesn't take
about 3 weeks. Yeah.
It doesn't take a whole heck of a lot of time for to get suspicious of some of this stuff. And I
but think he copped to it. Absolutely. What do you do if he doesn't?
Ugh.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Luckily you didn't have to go down that road, but
right. I just went with my gut.
Yeah.
You know, something just didn't seem right, and I just went with my gut, and it's like, you know what, I'm gonna end it here because I'm not feeling comfortable about this.
Smart.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe that's what Jenny should do.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm so sorry that happened.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Frito and Katie, good morning. What are your thoughts?
Hi. I'm sorry. I'm calling about the
Stolen Valor
phone call that you had.
Yes.
So what? Yes, Stolen Valor. Yeah. I'm not going to mention my name. I served and I work with the military currently.
Okay.
It is Stolen Valor.
You're getting that vibe.
Was that?
You're getting that vibe too. You're saying, hey, this is
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Absolutely. And I work on, so I do research also, and I do research with special operations.
Okay.
And that's what a Green Beret is. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of nuances that go with it.
Oh, I'm certain.
Yeah. And so if the person at the bar's ears were perked up, because mine would have been the same way, and I would have probably fired some questions at the guy, just knowing just the intricacies of the culture of the military. Mm-hmm. If he couldn't answer those questions, and if he was a Green Beret, he would have answered those questions. it's Stolen Valor.
So you don't think she needs to investigate any further?
Absolutely not.
Hey, that's an answer.
That does make it easy
for
her.
That's an answer, a good answer.
Don't even go there. Here's the other thing is, and just a warning to anyone that's going out saying that stuff, they police themselves.
Yeah.
They do.
And that's not something that you want to go around saying that you are, that you have done, because they will, those that have, we'll figure out who you are.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Don't take kindly
to that. It's not a good road to go down.
It doesn't matter how good of a grifter you are. There's no way you'd be able to get the amount of details that you would from living in. There's just no way. It's not possible.
Right.
It's not going to stop anyone from doing that. But yeah, they're gonna. Someone's gonna find out. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that was illuminating.
Good luck. Stay away from that. Yes. Stay away from it.
Hey, have a great day.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. This is a real pleasure, Katie. This is a real pleasure because for many years, we have been big advocates of an organization. You might know it as Crime Stoppers. I mean,
I've been a big advocate.
Have I not? Do you don't think
I feel like sometimes you do not appreciate my snitches get riches viewpoint. But that is another conversation for another time.
This is our first opportunity to have Rania on. And man, we seriously, we're kind of geeking out over this. We love what you guys do.
Because Rania's at the top. Rania's the CEO of Crime Stoppers in Houston.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so happy to be with you guys. Thank you for having me, and thank you for giving this time for our organization to just share a little bit about what we're doing and what we do in general.
Absolutely. So how do we get started? Because I know y'all are involved in so many different things. I mean, you've got your hands in all the pies. So how do you describe Crime Stoppers to someone who maybe knows nothing about it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, good or bad, most people think of us as a tip line. And for certain, that's what we've done since inception 46 years ago. But we are actually so much more than that tip line. Our mission is to solve and prevent crime in partnership with the community. But when you talk about prevention, we do a lot in terms of outreach and education. We end up being the first line of defense. And when it comes to protecting students and kids, we are the first call victims make when they face something tragic. So we're knee deep in really the most difficult things that people face. And right now, all of us as Houstonians are dealing with the aftermath of the horrible flooding and the loss of life, especially those young kids at Camp Mystic. And so we pulled together as a community, and Crime Stoppers is certainly there. We've been talking about camp safety for many years and advocating for the utmost protection of kids while they're at camp. And there's just so much we do. And we're thankful that people, you know, you give us a voice and a platform to share these messages. And we're certainly forever thankful for that.
I know that that's really what's on everyone's mind right now is Central Texas flood relief. And again, just the seemingly unending tragedy that's going on out there, and I know you guys are going the extra mile to try to get some relief to these people.
Yeah, so until Thursday, July 10th, 4 p.m., you can drive through Crime Stoppers of Houston, 3001 Main Street, and we're accepting donations, cleaning and recovering supplies, food and water, emergency supplies like batteries, flashlights, personal hygiene and care, shampoo, conditioner, soap, toothpaste, toothbrushes, deodorant, diapers, baby wipes, pet supplies, until Thursday, July 10th at 4 p.m., and we will be bringing those supplies directly to the first responders and to the communities impacted in Central Texas. And so please, if you're in the Midtown area, downtown area, and it's easy for you to swing by, please, please, please drop those supplies off and we'll be sure to get them down there.
Now, Rania, when you were compiling the list of items for this drive, who were you speaking with? Was it a Crime Stoppers unit in Kerr County or was it first responders? Because y'all are not actually first responders. Is that correct?
We're not first responders, but our greatest partners are with first responders. Mm-hmm. So when you think of who we work with the most, it's law enforcement, firefighters, and those who are on the front lines, whether they're the first people you call when a crime has taken place or the first people you look to prevent crime. So we work directly with those organizations across Travis County, Williamson County, and you know the major parts of Central Texas to see what do you need and where can we be sending these items to. And that's what they said. They said that's what we need right now. And so we felt like that's what we're gonna ask the community to help with.
That's a beautiful thing. I'll tell you, one of the things that also jumps out to me about is I know our minds are on the victims. A lot of people's minds are on the people that are in those first responder roles right now who are having to do these marathon shifts.
Is there anything specifically that they need that you've heard of, Rania?
Yeah.
You know, they need prayer. Honestly, they are exhausted. It is overwhelming. I mean, just think about it. It is overwhelming to go through that debris. It is hot. It's not good conditions. And then to look for young bodies or right. older or people who are missing. It's tragic. It's tragic on every level. And they work for hours upon hours on end. They need prayer. They need love. They need compassion. They need support. And they want to make sure that not only are they serving that community through finding those who are missing or rescuing those who by the grace of God can be rescued.
Absolutely. Rania, how can people get in touch with you
and find out more?
Yeah.
Like you're talking about all of these different things that you do. Yeah. Where can they go to read up on that?
Go to crime-stoppers.org. You'll see all of our programs, our Safe School Institute, Safe Community Institute, our Victim Services Program, the Glenda Gordy Research Center, which just led the way of years of research that got to, really positive changes with bail reform that the entire state has been applauding. You'll learn about resources. There are a ton of free resources for families. Understand how you can report anonymously. Follow us on our social media channels because we're constantly doing things and providing safety nuggets of information that we hope are shareable and interesting. We have a podcast called the Balanced Voice Podcast.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes and God bless you guys for all that you do.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Allison, good morning. How are you feeling today?
My palms are already sweaty.
Vomit on your sweater already.
Mom's spaghetti. Is that a question? No, all right. So, just to get the basics out of the way, you're trying to get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. To help you, you can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass. Okay. We'll come around to your passes at the end if we have time. But you cannot change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
All right, Katie, are we ready?
Ready.
Okay.
What movie was incorrectly announced as the winner of Best Picture at the 2017 Academy Awards?
Pass.
What land animal can open its mouth the widest?
Crocodile.
What fruit is known for its large size and spiky skin?
Pineapple.
In a lab, what is the name of the flask with a conical-shaped body, a cylindrical-shaped neck, and a flat bottom?
Oh, I know what those look like, but pass.
During World War II, troops stormed the beaches of Normandy. In what country is Normandy?
France.
What is the main reason frogs croak?
They're trying to mate.
An area of land given to a lord or baron by a king to rule was called a what?
A parcel.
What color hair does Ariel have in The Little Mermaid?
Red.
What does a conchologist collect? A conchologist.
Shells.
On The Big Bang Theory, Penny is a waitress at what restaurant?
I don't know, pass.
What movie was incorrectly announced as the winner of Best Picture at the...
Oh, pass.
Hey, you got through 10. You got through 10. That was a pretty aggressive little game.
Also, you got Shells, which I love.
Well, is it Shells? Is that right? Oh, my word.
For a minute, I thought you said gynecologist. Oh, and I was like,
that's not Shells?
No.
That's not Shells?
No. Okay, so let's go over these.
Yes. Oh, my God. I know it's not a parcel, and I know what that darn, like, glass-shaped cylindrical thing looks like. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's like in all of the movies of all time where they're in evil lab, right? And they're just like, whoa,
yeah. Yeah. There's this weird
thing. It's an Erlenmeyer flask.
That's right. Wow. That's right.
Erlenmeyer flask.
Okay.
I set flask hoping that might trigger something, but
yeah.
But that was a pass. We also passed on what movie was incorrectly announced as a winner of Best Picture at the 2017 Academy Awards.
I should remember this. I don't remember that. I remember the incident.
Right?
I remember the incident.
I don't remember this at all. I just remember Kanye getting on stage for Taylor Swift.
Oh, that was the VMAs. That was like forever ago. And we No. It's either that or Chris Rock getting clocked by Will Smith. Are the two things everyone remembers from every award show because you don't have enough room in your brain to contain all this information.
To keep it all straight. So it was La La Land.
It was La La Land.
Oh, but
it actually should have gone to Moonlight.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
That was like a big old snafu.
Hugely controversial moment.
What land animal can open its mouth the widest?
Me. It's a hippopotamus.
It's a hippo.
I said crocodile. Yeah. Now in hindsight, yep, a hippo.
And an area of land given to a lord or baron by a king to rule.
I'm going to guess fealty. Is it fealty?
A fief.
Fiefdom. Fiefdom.
Oh,
yes.
I remember
that's
that.
Yeah.
And then on The Big Bang Theory, Penny is a waitress at?
No clue. I hate that show.
The Cheesecake Factory.
Ah, yeah.
How did you? I
love me some Cheesecake Factory. I love me some Cheesecake Factory. Allison, we love us some you. Great work today.
Sign up again.
Yes, thebullhouston.com.
Wait, how many did I get right? Make me feel good in this moment
we
of
got,
loss.
Yes. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5.
That's not bad.
And you actually corrected yourself.
Yeah, you had
on
it.
You
probably at least a solid 8.
Yeah.
You know, again, sign up again. TheBullHouston.com/contests. Frito and Katie, The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. The snack wrap still back? Have we already moved on past, remember the excitement over the woo?
I don't know that we were all that excited. I think we just mentioned it.
Yeah, not us. I meant collective we. I feel like everyone was really high on the snack wrap.
Oh, no, it's July 10th.
Oh.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, it's okay.
It hasn't happened.
I feel like the excitement has waned. You know what excitement wouldn't wane? Make Happy Meals toys good again. That's what we need to get on. Because there was a time when they were amazing. When you could get Hot Wheels or Barbies or any of these other boo buckets. Remember that? That's what we need to be bringing back.
They did come back.
They certainly did. And it was a massive deal. So let's use this energy to give away some tickets to Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live. Glow and fire, to be exact. So it's the massive roaring engines, the giant wheels. It's glow in the dark. And there's a stunt show all happening at Toyota Center for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
You will be the coolest parent ever.
You literally
will.
If you
win this 4-pack.
Yeah, you can't get something better to take your kids to. 713-881-5500 is the phone number. We've got trivia about famous Happy Meals toys of the past.
Yep, if you can get 2 out of 3, you are winning your tickets free to the Saturday, July 19th, 7:30 show. Call us, 713-881-5500. That's 713-881-5500. We're playing coming up next. Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Monster Trucks, Live, Toyota Center, Hot Wheels, Glow in the Dark. Oh, man. To be a kid again.
To be a kid again. One that got Happy Meals with good toys. I can even still get
Where you could ask
happy
boy or girl. And then respond accordingly.
Oh, that's those were the days. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Fanny.
Fanny, how you doing? Do you have a Happy Meals toy that you remember that was particularly exciting, one that really did it for you?
Do you remember when, oh my God, not The Incredibles, Fantastic Four came out, and they had that one that, like, you dunk underwater and it turns invisible, the girl, what's her name again? Gosh darn.
Oh, Lord, I don't know. But yeah, I was like, that was back in the first iteration of the Fantastic Four. I think now we're on
the very first one, when we were kids.
All right, so
did it really turn invisible?
Yeah, did it work?
I don't remember this one, but
that sounds like a quality toy.
I'm going to have to look that up after
sounds
this.
Sounds like the kind of toy
that
I would.
Movie. That one's a good one.
You know, I... Wow.
Well, you're getting another one soon, so.
Don't hold up too much hope for the new one. But all right, let's get down to business.
Okay, so we have got 3 trivia questions related to other Happy Meals toys. Mm-hmm. And if you can get 2 of the 3 of them. First up, in 1992, this Happy Meal promotion faced controversy with some parents and groups expressing concern over the dark and violent nature of the source material and whether or not it was suitable for young children. Was it A, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, B, Batman Returns, C, Hellraiser, or D, Hocus Pocus?
Hey, read them one more time. Read them one more time there.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
What year was it?
92. 1992.
Okay.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Right.
Batman Returns.
Sounds 92.
Right.
Sounds very 92. Okay.
Hellraiser. Hocus Pocus.
One of those is a hell no. Let's just take one of those as a hell no. Now remember, you can't miss one.
One technically came out in 93, so.
Yeah. What do you think?
Okay.
What sounds like it would be a Happy Meal toy?
Yeah.
Is it Hocus Pocus?
Ah, no. That's the one that came out in 93.
Yeah.
Batman Returns.
Oh, dang.
Batman Returns.
Yeah, it was Batman Returns.
With George Clooney?
No. That's different. That's like four Batmans down the road.
Yeah, this is the scary one.
That was a good Batman.
I think some of these toys were even like there was a recall.
There were issues with the
and
I
people
remember,
were freaked out about the penguin.
It was creepy. The penguin.
The movie was PG-13, so people were like, "Why is this going to happen?"
Bad vibe.
Okay, so that's your one to miss.
Still scars me.
Yes, that's your one to miss. Okay, next. In 2002, McDonald's released a line of strawberry shortcake Happy Meal toys that doubled as what slightly confusing item? A, temporary tattoos. B, scented body glitter. C, eyeliner. Or D, lip balm.
Oh, Lord.
Lip balm.
It was lip balm.
There's the one.
If you lifted up their hats, they were lip balm. And a lot of people didn't know it. And kids were like, why? What? Parents were like, why?
Just.
But hey, the lips were moisturized.
Yeah,
I think that was also the year that they got sued for Happy Meal toys.
You know what? I should quit romanticizing this. A lot of these sucked. Like, why do I have such rosy memories?
I like that one. Okay, and for the win. The end of the 90s saw parents scrambling to buy out all of these toys at McDonald's, in addition to a limited supply for Happy Meals, there were actually arrests and injuries associated with them.
I already know which one we're talking about,
including a worker charged with theft after boosting like $6,000 worth of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that one?
No, what year was that?
This was the end of the 90s.
The end of the 90s.
Okay, so I was 3 months old. Sweet. Let's see.
Can you give her multiple choices? Or is she out of luck?
Okay, I'll give you some multiple choices.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Was it A, Pokemon?
Okay.
B, Teeny Beanie Babies.
Teeny Beanie Babies,
okay.
You say.
Yeah, okay.
C,
Hellraiser.
Something else very popular in the 90s. Or D, Pogs.
Oh, Lord. Is it Teeny Beanie Babies?
Teeny Beanie Babies.
You nailed it, girl. It's the Teeny Beanies. How old were you when this happened? When this went down? 3 months? You were
no, I'm joking. No, I was...
You were older.
Okay.
How old am I now? Oh, gosh. I was 90. It was 98, yeah. So I'm only like 2 years old when this happened.
Okay, do you remember your parents keeping, and maybe they still have them, a massive supply of regular Beanie Babies in the hopes that one day they would become valuable? Because raise your hand if you still got them.
Yep, somewhere.
But I'll tell you,
if
you had all the Teeny Beanie Babies, they were worth over $1,000.
They are
today.
Today. Yeah. It only took about 30 years to cash in. Yeah, I thought when you said if your parents still have, I thought lingering trauma was the answer. All right, let's send you to Hot Wheels live out of the Toyota Center. How's that sound?
Yeah, how fun.
All right, Fanny.
My kid's going to love that.
I know they will.
And for those of you that could not get through on the phones, you can get half off kid tickets at toyotacenter.com.
Vito, Katie, the Bull.
If you smell.
Sean.
Is cooked.
Nice.
We need to redo it.
Yeah, we do.
Like Hey Arnold style.
Yeah.
did you ever watch Hey Arnold?
No.
Not Gerald. What was the...
Roger? No, Roger was the stupid.
The ginge.
Oh, Lord.
He was the jinx.
But we'll do some. We'll figure this out.
It'll come to me.
Sean's a jinx.
Yeah.
Am I going to lose
my entrance music?
No.
We're going to modify it.
We got to get something different to happen here. Yeah, we have to have something happen that is going to. And you're not willing to do the simple thing and just act like Cleveland could be good.
Nope, not going to do it.
Try to throw
not
off
do it.
The cheese.
The Astros could lose every other game for the rest of the
year.
And I'm not going to say something nice about Cleveland.
I will say this: if you were going to watch the Stros lose, you can't watch them from better seats than you had.
We had good seats last night.
You can never sit in them again.
So hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Was it...
Okay. Maybe I will say nice things about Cleveland. And it's going to cost me the 4 or 5 games I get to sit in Joe Sutton's seats.
4 or 5 games in those seats? Yeah. A year?
That's about... Amy was asking me that last night. This is the first time she's gotten to go. Because the person who has those seats is with me.
Yeah.
Joe's
go,
seats.
Yeah,
Joe,
go
Joe's
check
a
him out.
Local businessman, part owner of the Texans, and a great, great guy.
Yeah.
And so he... And a big fan of Payne and Pendergast.
He was.
Yeah, I know. I got to text him today and find out.
Yeah, you got to...
to be accountable.
Your number's blocked now, bud.
He's kind enough to, right, I have to check on that. He's kind enough to invite me to a few games a year, and last night he couldn't use his seat, so Amy and I went. We went with Jesse Watt and her husband Tyler.
Oh, nice.
From over on Mix 96.5. And yeah, they were. Boy, now that I'm thinking about this, I might have really jeopardized some things last night just by showing up.
There's a responsibility people have to, again, in sports. Yeah. Make sure your seats, when you give them away, go to someone that's going to make the team better.
Yeah.
You don't want to sell them to a visitor.
Yeah.
You don't want to sell them to a jinx.
Yeah, no.
Or give them to
Putting
a visitor
Joe in
or
a bad
jinx.
Spot here.
Now,
my
he has
friend.
To answer.
Right, right.
He has to answer
Let's
to
call
his
it.
Friends.
He has to answer. He's probably up. I guarantee you he's up.
You want to hit him?
No.
But how was the experience?
Oh, it was great.
What do you get if you're in the elite seats?
Well, for one thing, you
besides accosted by Michael Berry.
I'm gonna say
don't say anything.
He was sitting in front of us.
Oh my god, we love Michael, we love you.
I do too. He gave me a big hug. That's
he
the accosting
you,
that Katie's talking about. Yeah.
Rocking you in like
he told
MMA
me he liked my stuff on the Houston Press. It was
yes,
great.
He's a big fan of
he's
yours.
He's a big fan of mine. He's like, I'm not a fan of anybody, but I'm a fan of you.
Is it your mom or your mother-in-law that's
my mother-in-law. Yeah, my mother-in-law. He said that. He's like, she emails me. I'm like, oh, God, no.
Michael Berry is also my mom's favorite radio host.
Really? Michael Berry is my mom's favorite radio host.
I told him that. No, I said to him, I said, you're my mother-in-law's favorite radio personality. He's like, you're a radio personality. I'm like, I know. You're his favorite. Yeah, he was sitting in front of us. We were in the second row. To answer your question, Frito, it's amazing. It truly is like how the other half lives. Maybe the best part is the parking spot you get. You know the parking lot? Literally, you're 50 feet from the gate.
Oh, the one right by the...
The parking lot right next to the stadium.
This is the thing with wealth. I know you're in proximity to it all the time. We're in proximity to it never.
Yeah.
I cannot fathom just pulling up to Daikin, getting out of my car, walking in, you know, having everyone throwing food and drinks at me.
And not sweating immediately.
Right.
Like on the trek in.
Right. There
like
is
being
no
comfortable.
Trek. There is no trek.
Showing up like you left
not
the house.
Making that Oregon Trail journey.
I could do a standing broad jump to get into the stadium, and it would take me maybe five of those
and
to
get
to
the
stadium. That's where it went wrong.
Yeah. What's that?
Radio people aren't supposed to have that life.
That is not our lot.
The food. Diamond Club food.
What they serve you, Diamond?
So last night, there's all these stations, right? They have a whole like a brick oven pizza oven in the back where all different types of pizzas. Last night they had gyros, which is one of my favorite foods. Like just a whole table of already pre-made gyros
in
the pita
station.
Pockets. They had a carving station. They have dogs and burgers if you want the, you know, like the true ballpark experience.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very quaint is what they call it. That's quaint.
And
yeah,
diverse.
So the Richies can experience the poor.
Is this what a hot dog tastes like?
Exactly. It's a ball game.
I made sure to drink with my pinky out the whole time while I was on television.
Open bar?
Well done.
It's not open bar, actually. It's cash bar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cash bar. Yeah. You don't get everything.
All
so,
right.
Yeah, it's really cool, man. And the candy, they have a candy table that has like 20 different types of candy. And you just get a cup and you fill it up and you keep going back.
Oh,
and you end up in a diabetic coma.
And,
it's incredible.
And much like Moses on the mountaintop overlooking the promised land, that's the closest you're ever going to get to it again.
The closest. Probably so.
That's
God,
it.
I hope Joe's not listening.
If you smell.
Joe, if you want to.
Michael
Berry's
not.
Yeah. Love you, Michael.
He was awesome. He was really nice, man. He was very nice to me.
Good people.
Yeah.
Broadcasting legend. Sean.
Yeah.
You still have
Michael's
time.
Michael's the legend, not me.
Yeah, yeah.
You went broadcasting legend. Sean.
You still have time to walk across that hall and do the right thing and take one for the team.
You got me thinking about it now. If I'm going to lose privilege to like three games a year in those seats.
You got to do that.
Dude, I might do a history of Cleveland
that's
on the
pride,
radio
that's
today.
That's pride messing with you. That's pride messing with you. Talk
Cleveland's about Cleveland's morning
embrace
show.
The land. Embrace the land.
The land.
God,
no,
the worst.
I can't do it. They call themselves the land.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I don't even know what to say about I know that job searches can be frustrating. I get that. Mm-hmm. Everyone says it's miserable and you're constantly having to beat the algorithm and all this other stuff. But perhaps you've just been doing it wrong. Perhaps you've just been using the wrong approach this entire time, and you just need to trade up to absolute dishonesty. From a TikToker, Katie,
Not one word on my resume is true. And I'm killing these interviews because I'm just Johnny Ham checking my way through everything. I Googled a few terms and I'm just throwing them out there. I was like, yeah, I exceeded OTEs by 25%, retaining customer growth. I had one guy, I said I worked a sales development representative at Prime 7 Real Estate. And he took one look at my resume and he goes, Prime 7's a really good company. I made it up. It's not even real. That's how stupid these people are. And you go, oh, I don't get it. I have a good resume. I'm losing to people. You're losing to people like me. Who are making shit up.
There's a lot in there that I think deserves to be broken down. The biggest part of this. Do you believe him?
No.
See, I don't.
But let's pretend for a second he's yes. being honest.
Yeah.
How many job offers does he get?
That's what I would want to see.
And why does he continue to interview? If he is being offered jobs, is it because he starts and then it's very evident he doesn't know what he's doing and immediately fired?
Or people start looking into him and then immediately realize this guy is a scam artist.
Because at first when you said lie on your resume, I was thinking, I don't know that that's necessarily a bad strategy today.
No.
Only to get through the algorithm like you mentioned. Because sometimes they want exactly what they wrote in the job description.
Yes.
And if you don't meet that, you don't go on to human interviews.
That's true. And it has nothing to do.
You want to get to human interviews. So you do what you need to do to trick the computer. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, obviously you can fool a human, but only for so long.
Yeah, it's not going to end well. I think like you said, beat the algorithm, get in front of a human, then once you're in front of the human, be honest.
Yeah.
Or as honest as you are in a job interview. You know, just you're putting a little shine on it. But
yeah, exactly.
No one cares about that.
Make what you put in the resume make sense.
Exactly.
By talking it out.
Yeah. Yes.
You know,
yes.
relevant experience can make up for a lot of things.
And I know what some of you guys are probably thinking about. Like, well, what do you do about references? He has a hack for that, too. Be your own reference. A fake person with a fake email, fake titles, and a fake LinkedIn. And then use that as your reference.
What happens when they call the person?
Then you do a funny voice. Then you make a... Then
you answer as yourself.
Exactly.
And then, I'm so sorry.
It's me.
I'm missing.
There's just no.
I mean, I guess you wouldn't have a fake number. It would be your number.
Yeah, it's like there's no other way around that. It would be, why does this look so familiar?
It's your mom.
Look, okay.
It's your dad.
It's an attempt. Have a great day. We'll see y'all tomorrow.